Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
My Talkers, we are hanging out with Lori and Julia at the second stand at top of My Talk 107.1's 15th annual Santa Stop. We're hanging out at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Lots of fun stuff going on today, so sit back and enjoy.
100th person coming in the door.
And her name is Becky. And Becky, we gave her a standing ovation and we did the wave. Uh-huh. And here at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And Becky started listening 6 years ago. And she's a super fan.
Oh, good.
And how she started listening was, for some reason, she's driving her mom's Buick Enclave or something like that. And it only had FM radio. You know what cars used to have? Yeah. Radios. They still do, people.
They still do.
And she became hooked, and her kids are like, oh, Mom, are you going to tell us another Lori and Julia thing? Yeah. What are you going to tell us? And her best friend, Susan, is on her way. So hope other people come and join us today. Just drive slow. We're here. We're here. We've got food. We've got beverages. We've got fun people. And we'd love to see you.
Yes, we would.
We would. Now, something I know you and I are probably never going to do is be a part of a skydiving formation.
That's right.
I don't even think you'd do it if you could go tandem.
Oh, no. I got a certificate to do this once.
What do you have to do? Pay?
No, I got like a thing to like.
I can just see Lori standing and jumping.
Do a jump. No, to go and do a skydiving thing. I don't know if it was over in Hudson or whatever.
Oh, you got it for a free thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant you were certified.
No, like, I didn't know they had those. Someone thought they were giving me a lovely gift, and I said, oh, no, please give this to someone who would like this. I would never do this.
Apparently, you don't know who I am, and I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, no, this was even before I was on the radio, but I always, you know, was like very.
We feel clear. The same about hot balloon rides, people.
Yeah, same thing.
No thank you,
but I love to look at them up in the
sky.
They're
beautiful for someone else.
So anyway, this was just it was a great story. So there was a world record. I don't think our buddy Mike Marcotte was there to adjudicate it,
right?
Dozens of the world's best female skydivers set a world record by linking up in midair to make an 80-person formation over Arizona. And the group is called Project 19, and they work to honor the 19th Amendment and inspire women and girls to live brave lives and keep going for equality and all that. So here's this is from
Today Show. Yeah, Today Show. And also, too, we posted this video to the Lori and Julia Show page.
Of the people. It's cool.
You can see them doing this formation, and it's beautiful, but here's a little bit about it.
Okay. We want to turn now back here at home to the skies over Arizona, which were crowded this weekend, and not just with holiday travelers. This awesome scene almost looked like a movie special effect. Check this out. Dozens of the world's best skydivers, all of them women. They set a world record by linking up in midair and making an 80-person formation. The group is called Project 19 to honor the 19th Amendment, which gave American women the right to vote. But these daredevils come from 22 different countries. Their goal is to inspire women and girls to find their dreams and live brave, bold lives. And, of course, to vote. An amazing scene here over the skies of Arizona. Any Guthries in that team there?
No, we're land-based there in Arizona.
You know what was so scary? Because I watched the video. It's posted on the Lori and Julia Show page. Is there's like 10 airplanes in the same area that
they're flying in like a V. They look like they're flying in a V. Yeah.
And then they have to find each other.
Somebody's doing the math for the aerodynamics of where they're all going to, what coordinates they're going to be at for ejection.
You're right.
I was
the people.
So afraid.
Yeah.
We're land-based as well.
Me too.
We really are. Except for anything out of the airport, airport.
Yeah. Didn't you bungee jump once, Julia?
I have not bungee jumped. Mm-mm. I did the ejection seat.
That's what it was.
Ride at the state fair.
Yeah.
I have ziplined many things, and I have.
Is that what they call it now?
Ziplining?
Yeah.
As opposed to getting a wedgie?
Screwing.
Okay. I I have no idea how you got there from that. This is a children's program today. People are in their car with their kids.
I know.
Oh, no. School got canceled. I was listening to
everybody went home.
Everything got canceled like at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
and they canceled less stuff last night. I'm like, what the hell?
But most people were at school today. I was talking to Reavers here at the studio, and he's walking in, and it's like 10:30, and he's like, I just dropped my kids off at school, and now they're telling me. Now I got to go back and pick them up.
Come on. Yeah. If this is how we're going to be all winter, it's going to be long.
No, it's going to be. People are going to get their snow legs.
I hope so.
Snow wheels.
Your snow wheels going. What you do want to make sure.
I just gave someone the recommendation. I don't know if this is the greatest.
Can you say this on the radio?
I don't know if this is the greatest Christmas present in the world. But worrying about, you know, people falling. And, you know, like, what is the best thing you can get? The crampons. That's what I said.
I have, like, three pairs. I love those.
Yes. Okay. What? Tell people about these.
There are these little rubber things with kind of little spikes. You just put it over the front tip of your boot, and it wraps around under the back.
Oh, yes.
And they keep you steady in the ice.
Yep.
I do not want to break a hip.
Yeah. No, you don't want to fall.
Or an elbow.
But
or
people are worried about it because, you know, I have slipped in sorrels. I have slipped in a snow boot.
I slipped under my car.
Yes.
And cried and thought I was going to die last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember you know, these things. I think I saw them at, you know, Dick's.
Costco's got them right now. Costco, they're real affordable. And the nice ones about Costco, because you can get two pair. Now, if I'm going to give you suggestions, there's one pair where you just kind of rub them on the back or apply them to the back and the front of your boot, and they kind of stick on like a glove. But the ones at Costco have a Velcro strap that go over the top, so you can't fall out of them at all. Not that you do, but it's it's that extra.
I'm going to tell you
it's
something.
It's like the bowling shoe cover when you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Don't get the ones with the knife blades on the bottom. No, they're too uncomfortable to walk in.
Yes.
Because you can go walking. I mean, they're really they're good. And the other thing that I did see and that I did buy and I did use already is in Montana, my little sister, you know, likes to walk her dog up the canyon and cross country ski. She goes, I need one of those, you know, lights, those outdoor lights, you know, headlights.
Yeah.
Or the hats.
I bought the hats with the lights in it.
My mom got those for everybody last year.
Have you used
Casey was like in heaven.
I got one too.
Go out and walk
I bought them for her and we bought them for ourselves. And it was snowing so very hard on Sunday night in Bozeman. And I have my hat on and I'm walking her dog. And I'm like, I can't even you couldn't see anything.
Yeah, you needed like your headlamp for
night. Well, I just needed an umbrella. Yeah, it was crazy. But anyway, that's another safety tip.
Yeah, no, my mom impressed the hell out of all the boys in the family. And she goes, well, I pay attention to my Amazon ads.
Genius.
And I'm like, mom. Don't say that on the air, Lori.
I know, but I mean, that it's for my mom. You know, she's like driving is, you know.
Is an issue. It's not her favorite thing.
But it's not her favorite
thing. It's snowing today in Seattle, by the way.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. Can you play in the club really quick?
Yeah.
We have a special. Oh, all right.
Birthday.
Go Shannon.
Oh, Shannon from
Seattle. Go Shannon. It's your birthday. This is my friend since, you know, fifth grade who's had a significant birthday today, but we're not saying that out loud. Happy birthday, Shannon. She called and she said it's snowing there.
Oh, yeah. No, my mom already sent me a note that the traffic or that the Seattle people, you know, they like lose it. If it's a half an inch of sleet.
Yeah,
they can't handle any amount. There's like one snow plow for all of Seattle.
Right.
And there's three plows at the airport.
Yes, it's crazy.
You know, I almost got trapped in Seattle one time with 4 inches of snow. We don't know if we're going to be able to plow you out. And I'm like going, oh my gosh, this is like
nothing.
I don't
need a plow. I'm just going to put it in. I'll drive go out and shovel. Hit the gas.
I'm just like, come on.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're live at Chan Essen Dinner Theater. We'll be right back.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Oh, it is just random. Go-Go has just showed up with Brittany.
Woo-hoo!
She has the cutest hat on
it's
in America.
It's Brittany Witch.
It's Brittany Witch. There we go. Grant says hi, Brittany. And her mother Beverly's here, which has the greatest name.
Oh, Beverly!
Beverly's here. All right, so here's the deal, people. If you still have gravy, stuffing, mashed potatoes in your refrigerator, today is the day to get rid of them.
Leftovers are done.
Throw it away.
It's leftover. Throw out your leftover day.
Yeah.
They're not safety anymore. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, Food Safety and Inspection Services, Monday after Thanksgiving is typically the last day it's safe to eat any leftovers in your refrigerator.
And who is wants to eat it then? I mean, I'm sick of it by then. I've had it 3 days in a row.
I was so bummed that stuffing was gone like the next day. Oh, I was so bummed because we didn't eat that much during, you know.
Right, right. And no, I love leftovers. I really love. But I hate when there aren't any left. But at my dad's house, there was a lot left. And there was one nice piece of these cheesy hash brown potatoes. That's like a mac and cheese that my brother-in-law makes. And he was going to take it home. And I just looked at him with the saddest eyes I could make. And I said, that needs, because you can...
You can fry them. You can cook it for breakfast.
With the, you know, the stuffing and everything. So I was like, he goes, okay, you can have it. Because it made all the other leftovers better.
Well, I always think the people who have brought stuff, they leave it for the people.
I agree.
It's the cost of doing business.
It is.
I'm sorry. And if the person who's hosting.
You will clean your dish before we send
you
home with it.
Everyone's going home with a clean dish.
Yeah.
But you're leaving your food unless advised otherwise.
Yeah.
We're going to do, Lori and I are going to do a holiday entertaining book. I think it's going to be a bestseller. We'll ask Stephanie how to market it with her cabin cookbook. Ours will just be holiday etiquette. But anyway, throw it out, people. Throw it out. Okay, do you want to, now we're still in the holiday theme, a little bit of weight gain. You know, if you don't want to gain the 6 pound, everyone says. And Lori,
I am appalled that you were bringing this up.
I am a
buzzkill. We're having all this lovely food. We're at the start of the holidays, and now you're already going to try and make us get worked up.
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you the stupidest lawsuit in the world, I can't believe judges approve these things. But a lady, is suing Velveeta cheese and Kraft Foods because she buys the microwavable shells and cheese in the little cups.
That sounds absolutely terrifying.
Okay, but
whatever's in that can't be good.
But still, you take it out of the cup, you peel the cup back a little bit, maybe add a little water, and you nuke it.
Preservatives are in that.
She is suing them because it took more than 8 minutes, what the package said, to cook. Her microwave could have been a low vault one.
That's what I thought.
She could have been in high elevation or low elevation because things cook faster.
She's getting ripped off by whatever attorney is agreeing.
But that someone agrees to even bring the frivolous lawsuit.
If you can find a lawyer who will file your paperwork, there is nothing or nobody you can't sue. Try. It doesn't mean
bugs,
it'll go
it
anywhere.
It bugs. It's wasting our
Julia,
time.
It bothers
our
me more
system.
That this is a product that exists that people probably
I love you, Lori, because Lori would make everything homemade and organic.
No, I wouldn't. I am a shortcut gal when it comes to cooking.
Listen, sometimes noodles and cheese.
I agree.
The fact that it says Velveeta in front of it might turn me off. That's the key word.
That is not really cheese, but it's good melting cheese. I will say homemade mac and cheese, you got to have some Velveeta.
You do. Yeah. Okay, is this a do or a don't? A baked beans pizza.
A baked bean pizza?
Okay, this is big in the UK.
Well, no, beans on toast is big in the UK for breakfast.
But they've spread it on to doing pizzas.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's bread, it's beans, it's
Do you remember the first time? This just leads me back to the first time going to Europe when I was 27. You were 18.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you'd be at the pensions and breakfast would be included and they'd serve you this meat that was brown and browner.
Undistinguishable
and
from
cheese
anything.
That was white. And nothing was cold, and they'd put it out like, yum, yum, free breakfast. And you just...
I know it.
Do you remember?
And the dodgy-looking ham.
It wasn't really ham, though.
The only thing that I ever really liked were the bangers, the sausage.
The sausage.
Because you really can't wreck sausage. Really, you can't.
And it had more color to it. I mean, everything else was...
And you could dip it in something.
Yeah.
And a hard-boiled egg. I could eat that. But we quickly realized that...
Breakfast was not our friend.
It wasn't. And we were never up before breakfast. We were getting home when breakfast was closing.
There you go. So I would advise people, if you like a breakfast...
Yeah, no.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Just bring your own. Bring your own breakfast bar. All right, so that's everything I can get out of that page. Would you like the gift of less stress? I know your life is so stressful, Lori.
Julia, everybody has stress. I mean, you know, my dad is having chemo.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
He's got his bladder cancer going on over, so I'm in total denial over
Well,
that.
I know.
I'm in complete denial that this is happening because he's just so feisty and funny.
He is.
I know.
He totally is. Well, people are just saying everyone would like good health for the holidays, a peace of mind, time, patience, and rest. Go forth.
Yeah, my dad asked me, he goes, I could get my PET scan results before or after Christmas. Get them after, Dad.
We don't want you ruining our Christmas.
No, let's just have us, you know, let's have more denial.
You don't want to.
And he goes, yeah, I kind of agree too.
You don't want that. All right, you have a couple other things. I had brought you this story, and Grant, you might remember it 6 months, a year ago, that San Francisco was putting in these stainless steel self-cleaning bathroom pods.
Yeah.
Over people. Do you remember spending a gazillion dollars on them? Well, they started them 3 days ago, and they were already broken. The self-cleaning pods.
Yeah.
Like little spaceships. So anyway, they're already down.
You mean the streets, the self-cleaning robots to clean the streets, right?
No, they clean the bathrooms. It's a self-cleaning free bathroom.
I mean, those Roombas, you're lucky to get a year out of a Roomba,
I love a Roomba.
In your house.
Do you have one?
Oh, if you have pets, they're the best thing in the world.
Well, you don't have a pet.
My mom has pets.
Oh, and she likes it?
Well, when it's not breaking down from eating all the pet fur.
That's the one thing. You got to clean it out.
So can imagine a public bathroom.
I don't know that it's for pets, though, Lori, but I like where we're going.
Yeah, it's
a lot of pubic hair.
It's mechanics.
Okay, all right, it's mechanics. All right, Grant, we are still at Chan Acid Dirt here. People are flocking in. The crowd is amazing. Tell us what's happening, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
We have peeps here, Grant. We're half full, and people are coming out and seeing us. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
There's some good swag here, too.
There is some good swag. We're at the Chan Acid Dinner Theater, where they have probably like a holiday event or show every night through the holidays.
Yes.
Go visit chanacinddt.com. So many fun shows. This place is magical at the holidays, too, because every room is decorated differently, and it's super fun. And now let's talk about Bottled Rage.
So Will Smith last night was on Trevor Noah's show. He also did an interview earlier that day, but he's you know, reminding us of the five-fingered kiss that he gave Chris Rock at the Oscars that just really shocked everybody to see, you know, that happen, you know. And so he was on Trevor Noah last night, and it's his first late night TV appearance since then. I mean, he did his YouTube apology that seemed like it was at gunpoint.
Heavily produced, I think. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, totally. The nicest person we've ever met on a red carpet was Will Smith. I mean, he really was great.
But I know so is Tom Cruise, and I've decided a lot of it can be an act.
Yes, of course. I get that. But, I mean, he just was genuinely one of the first years.
Genuinely faking it.
But he was very good at it because other people were very good at looking right through us, over us, and under us, and didn't even acknowledge us.
He was attracted to you.
He came across the room and, you know, kissed our hands.
Yeah,
and just was, thank you, ladies, for being here. And we were at radio at the end of the row where people are like hiding.
The red carpet.
Yeah, they're hiding their clients from you. You know, that's how little.
Oh, no, they look the opposite way.
Yeah. So anyway, so I just feel like, you know, and there's been all kinds of people who've behaved so terribly. And I do feel bad that Will Smith I still think my Freudian take is that all the award shows, if you remember all the award shows for William, King Richard, I guess it was called, playing the William sisters' father, but every award show there were digs and jokes because his wife Jada, who I think, you know, they have like
an open relationship.
They must really love each other because she admitted at a red table talk that she had an entanglement with, you know, a friend of her
child.
Yeah, but he was older. You know, he was like 27 to her 50. And she had Will on the red table talk to
Honey,
talk about the entanglement.
To you in front of the TV and
so
everyone else.
In this whole award show leading up to King Richard, this way, I think there was always a joke every time about their open relationship, their open marriage. And I think he was fighting with her behind the scenes about why did you make me do that? Now every damn show I got to hear this. And anyway, here's just the GMA, them talking about it. We hear a little bit of Trevor Noah. Will did seem nervous and he said, you know, like 24 times in a 22-minute interview. But let's listen to, this is George Stephanopoulos giving us the report on this.
I'm Chris Rock at the Academy Awards. Amy here with the details. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning, George. Will Smith acknowledged that moviegoers might not want to watch him on screen after that incident we all watched. He said, I took my hand and made it hard for other people. And he understands the idea when they say hurt people, hurt people.
I was going through something that night, you know, and not that, you know, justifies my behavior at all. I would just
overnight, say, you know, Will Smith making his first appearance on late night TV since his onstage assault of comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars in February.
I've been away. what y'all been doing?
Opening up about the shocking slap seen round the world at last year's Oscars, Smith says after returning to his seat, he was in a daze that lasted until a frank conversation with his 9-year-old nephew, who had watched the show at home.
He had stayed up late to see his Uncle Will, you know, and we're sitting in my kitchen, and he's on my lap, and he's holding the Oscar, and he's just like, why did you hit that man, Uncle Will? You know. Why are you trying to Oprah me?
After being subject to immense social media backlash for the slap, Smith resigned from the Academy, which later banned him from all events for the next decade.
You're asking, what did I learn? And it's that we just got to be nice to each other, man.
Smith addressing the incident as part of a promotional campaign for his latest film, Emancipation, telling Entertainment Weekly, I definitely lose a couple winks of sleep every night over concerns his Oscars infamy could hurt the movie's release. And explaining to a local DC station, he realizes audiences might not be ready to embrace him in a new role.
I completely understand that. If you know, someone is not ready, I would absolutely respect that and allow them their space. My deepest hope is that my actions don't penalize my team.
Now, even though Will Smith is banned from the Academy Awards for the next 10 years, he is eligible to be nominated for Best Actor, guys.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Either way.
I'm surprised that you are so willing to forgive him, Laurie, because you won't forgive Brad Pitt.
Well, because...
I mean, you won't forget other people who have
no,
had
it
incidents
isn't that,
because 6 years ago.
Here's the thing. I don't like the pile-on of Will Smith when we give a pass to someone like Brad Pitt, who terrorized his children on a plane and couldn't see them for 4.5 years without somebody... I'm just saying that it's like there's a lot of... I just think that Will Smith, and he alludes to it, going through something. Now, if I was his publicist, I would have not let him said that. Because
well, everyone's, here's the
you
here's
can't
the take
allude
on the other
to
side.
Something without saying, well, what was that? And so to me, I think it was he and Jada were not getting along. And when Chris Rock made his dig at Jada, he felt, you know, like he even has said in other things, you know, I have felt so much rage in my life because, and I think he starts out his memoir with his dad's smacking his.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, that is childhood trauma. There is, there is stuff. Maybe
I love a redemption story more than anybody.
And maybe
he's never had
therapy because he's done Scientology instead.
Well, that he'll never admit to.
Yeah, that he won't admit to, and he's coming late to all of this.
And he's out doing. I guess for me, it's like, why couldn't he have shared any of this earlier? It's the timing now. The movie's coming out.
Well, he has to. The movie, right? They have
the
to
timing,
have
him. I don't know, Lori.
Will it keep you from seeing the movie? Like, it wouldn't keep me from seeing
a
good movie.
No, I'll see the movie if I want to. It's supposed to be very good. It's on Apple Plus. I guess I have a hard time with the fact that he can be nominated after he's banned from the Academy.
Well, you got a beef with the Academy on
that.
Well,
no, but I have a beef. I still have a beef with Will Smith because I feel like where was he earlier? Why did he not? Yeah. I mean, most people, when you do something like that right away, you beg for forgiveness.
Julia.
I'm just saying that's a natural reaction.
Get your arms around this thought, okay?
He hit someone on national
and
TV.
Get your arms around this thought.
No.
He turned the best day of his life into the worst day of his life. So, I mean...
You would have done that. I would have said, Lori, get out there and apologize right now.
He did it to himself. So, he's never going to be able to undo that moment.
I understand, but if I would have been his people, I would have said, get out there and apologize right now because this is the time.
I mean, even his thing, what did I learn? Oh, we got to be nice to each other.
I mean, that's the dumbest statement I've ever heard.
We learned that when we were like kids.
Right, but what is that? That sounded just stupid.
Yeah, again.
I think he's doing a publicity tour, and I'm willing to forgive him.
Yeah.
But again, it's a publicity tour for this movie, and I just hope my actions don't affect how people are going to watch the movie.
Julia, as a publicist, I do not approve of any of his tactics here. And
he should have apologized 8 months ago.
And
hardcore.
Hardcore.
And he didn't do any of it. And he waited for 5 months, and then he went and did a little stage thing. I guess I'm supposed to say I'm sorry today.
Yeah.
What did you learn? Let's be nice. You know, he didn't give us anything. He didn't say, you know what? I am beyond remorseful for this. I have never felt smaller than a man on a dime.
Right.
What is wrong with me?
I agree with you completely,
Julia. He has never apologized, Lori.
Yeah.
So I just think, okay, well, good for you.
Yeah.
You make it go your way. He's never honest about anything.
Well, again,
he's never honest about Scientology. They just had a school.
Again, I mean, I really...
He's
like,
a liar.
The Scientology thing has really... He needs therapy to get away from that school of thought. Because he was very much... This is even like Scientology-ish.
Because it's jumbles.
Yes.
I think I'm sorry, but I've got a movie going out, but I'm really sad that it might affect all the other people, so go for them. Not for me. I mean, that was what just happened.
It's true.
I'm sorry.
I felt like when I was listening to it felt like a kid in a principal's office.
It totally was. Yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to say here? Oh, yeah.
And
I have it written down.
Be nice to your neighbor. Thou shalt not be mean. You know that he's not taking any advice from a publicist because
he's stupid.
You never know what someone's going through. You could be sitting next to someone whose mom just died.
Of course. But you don't get up and hit someone and ruin a national television show twice.
And then he says, I'm going through something.
So was I.
He alludes to it, but then he doesn't say what that was.
I was watching the boring show.
Yeah, it would have been better if he'd said what it was.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
He gave us nothing. So that was just blah, 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 blah. So you went on and like, he is the nicest guy. Who cares?
Yeah.
This man has not owned up to this incident.
No, he has.
And he's pussyfooting around it and pretending.
And he used his nephew for sympathy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, like, oh, you said, why did you hit the Uncle
Will? Uncle Will.
I love that you just used the word pussyfooting. We just don't have the opportunity to use that in conversation.
I guess people would say tiptoeing.
Yeah, pussyfoot around,
I like the pussyfooting.
I'm just thinking the cat festival.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to go. We got to go. We got to Hollywood speak as if we haven't been Hollywood speaking.
I love it.
Back.
All right.
How do you feel about this?
We're at the Chan Anson, by the way, Dinner Theater. We are here for another hour and 10 minutes. We hope you stop by or celebrate and spend Christmas here. They've got so much fun stuff going on. All right. How do I feel about you? I love you.
How do you feel about this headline?
All right.
Happy 5th anniversary of serial predator getting fired from the Today Show.
Is that to Matt Lauer? Who sent it? Who sent Matt Lauer? Is today the day?
Yeah.
When Savannah Hoda came on the air and they're like,
yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We
they came out holding hands.
They did. We are
Oh. Mm. Yeah, it's been fine.
Matt went away, though. He did a good job about going away.
Yes, he did. He did.
He's giving everyone time and space.
And because so many, like, and apparently wow. he has a very small circle, and he no longer speaks to Katie Kirk because of whatever she wrote about him. And
I read the book. Yeah. I read the book. She was basically what she said is that
she was in too powerful of a position for Matt to harass her because they were equals. Or so he harassed down the line. He harassed people who worked for
him.
She
felt when she thought about it after the fact, feels really uncomfortable.
Yes,
I believe. That she didn't speak up kind of thing. And she was all good about it.
And she probably heard about, you know, heard
rumblings.
Like, right. Like they had to have known about the button.
No, she actually said she didn't know anything.
Oh, she didn't?
But she said basically that he wanted her to do something that was.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You know what? I guess I don't. I guess I don't believe her on that one. I think she's lying about that to herself, maybe even because.
And you talked to her, so you knew.
Well, no. Here's what I'm going to say. One of the things to be a savvy person and move up the corporate ladder in any company that you work with is being involved in whatever the gossip is. You kind of know what's going on. People share. Things.
No one tells us a thing, and that's why we haven't moved up in our company.
Yeah, right.
No one tells us one damn thing. We're still on from 3 to 7, yeah, 7 Monday through Friday.
But, like, you always know good corporate.
I walk around the building.
You want to keep your ear to the ground. It's just sort of something that people do. So I believe Katie knew about it to some extent. She'd heard some of the rumors, but she just decided, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, and just decided to turn a blind eye. Whereas Meredith Vieira, as soon as that producer from Sochi.
She's the one that told her to go forward. Yeah, she did. Meredith was against the wall.
And also went to human resources and said, she told me and she was very upset and I saw her right after this happened, blah, 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 blah. So,
okay, I've got one for you.
Okay, fine.
Okay, did anyone watch John Cougar Mellencamp and his daughter Teddy Mellencamp on Watch What Happens Live the other
night? Yes.
Day? Okay.
Oh, he is a grouchy man. Oh my gosh.
Oh!
He didn't crack a smile.
And she's like, yeah. This is my dad. Dad, don't tell that embarrassing story about me being at 7 years old pouting.
But it wasn't even that good of a story. I'm glad that John Mellencamp is a better.
He doesn't have a personality. Yeah. I'm glad he's a singer and a painter.
And a songwriter.
We wouldn't want to hear him talking.
How about when Andy asked him about how did Billy Joel feel about you dating Christie Brinkley? And he, you know, he's a man of a certain age.
He calls her girl.
Called her girl. She's a good girl.
She's a good girl.
She's a real good girl. Oh, you know, and it was fine or whatever, but I'm not easy to get along with. And I thought, no kidding.
Think of Meg Ryan.
She dated him off and on for so long.
So long. He's a very short man. I noticed. Here are my couple other outtakes.
See why he said 4 wives.
Oh, yeah. And so he's like, well, are you excited to get out there and perform again? It's like hell. Performing is a job.
I'm so glad.
He's talking about this new tour he's going on. This small venue tour. Performing is a job. But I'm so grateful the audience comes and pulls me through. What does that even mean?
Well, you just flipped the bird to the audience. That's what it means. This is why you don't see John Mellencamp on a lot of talk shows.
I wouldn't send him anywhere.
He doesn't.
He's a grouch.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't present well at all. And you know who he looks like? The Grinch.
Yeah.
The original Grinch.
And you know what? I think, can tell that he doesn't have a woman in his life because he's now even super grouchier, especially watching in juxtaposition with Bruce Springsteen with Howard Stern.
Bruce
is so joyful. Looks like.
Loves to perform. Loves like every song.
Yeah, looks like $1 million.
Performing is a job. But here's one thing I did get out of it. So early on, you know, I was a fan when he was John Cougar.
Johnny Cougar. Mellencamp, wasn't he?
I think it was Johnny Cougar first, and he performed with El De Nova. Mm-hmm. Love is Right. Take Me Back to Dynamite. I heard it on the radio the other day. I'm dying.
Wow, I don't recognize that song at all.
Life is just a fantasy. Can't you make the fantasy right? All right, anyway. Okay. So I was a fan forever with him. And so he said his very first album that had Hurts So Good, Jack and Diane, mm-hmm. You Want to Be My Lover, whatever
it is. Oh, I love that song. Oh, I Want a Lover.
I want a lover that won't drive me crazy.
Oh, that's a great song.
So he said that his record company didn't like him, and they didn't like the direction he was going in, said the drums are too loud, this is too soft. They were grooming him to be the next Neil Diamond.
Yes, that was interesting.
I thought, that's the only thing I got. I wrote it down. And then he doesn't smoke weed. He doesn't smoke pot. Mm-hmm. He went 30 minutes while he was on Watch What Happens Live without smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
But they don't smoke weed in that family.
And he was on like Kimmel or Fallon. He was on something like maybe when that album came out maybe last year. And they let him smoke.
They did on stage. That's just
At the couch.
I would hate to be that addicted to cigarette smoking.
Well, it's just kind of like now I guess it's John Mellencamp's, thing that he just wants to be seen. I'd hate to be his publicist.
Oh, I mean, after that performance, I was just kind of like, and Teddy's like, Daddy, she was trying to be happy and stuff. And
yeah, there's a reason why Teddy never had her dad film on The Real Housewives of Orange County, which could have got her another season.
Totally, if he would have showed up for
her.
I'll come and do a performance for charity, maybe for Teeth for Death, or what was the name of that?
Homeless, not toothless. Homeless, not toothless. Yeah. Oh, it's just such a bad charity name. Okay, Hollywood Speak This. So this happened like maybe over the weekend, and Andy Cohen was giving an interview, and he was asked about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
No, of Beverly Hills, because normally they would be filming. And he said, they're just going on a break for a minute.
Oh. We haven't figured out who the cast is going to be. We are still negotiating to see if Kathy Hilton will come back or not.
Well, I think he's doing the same thing they did with New York. It was such a bad season.
But their ratings must have been there.
They had a lot. No, it was like about the same. You don't want fan interaction about how much you hate people on a show. It's okay, a little bit of it. But Erica and Lisa were just a one-way hate train, and they kept feeding it, and they kept getting caught on camera. So I think either Andy is taking a minute break because maybe he wants us to forget about it, and he wants to bring Erica and Rinna back, and we'll just forget about how much we hate him. Or they are trying to figure out who else they can hire.
Yes, I know.
Because Diana's not coming back.
Oh, please. So, Brittany's clapping.
Yeah.
She's hiring all the people out in Beverly Hills right now.
Yeah.
Toothless and homeless.
Yeah, and maybe Heather Dubrow moves to Beverly Hills.
Who it is?
Yeah, Heather Dubrow.
Heather Dubrow.
From Orange County.
She bores me.
Yeah, I know. But
she built that huge house for 9 years and then was in it for a week.
No, it was longer than that. And Julia, when you get paid $55 million for a house that costs you $20 million, apparently you sell.
Apparently
you sell.
All that work and labor for that ugly thing. It was ugly. That was kind of overdone, I thought. Heather Dubrow's Orange County House. Grant, thank you. We are live at Chanhassen. The crowd is getting rowdy. We'll be here another hour. We'll be right back.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.